All through breakfast, McMurphy's talking and laughing a mile a minute. After this morning, he thinks the big nurse is going to be a snap. He don't know he just caught her off guard and, if anything, made her strengthen herself. He's being the clown, working at getting some of the guys to laugh. It bothers him that the best they can do is grin weakly and snigger sometimes. He prods at Billy Bibbit, sitting across the table from him, says in a secret voice, "Hey, Billy boy, you remember that time in Seattle you and me picked up those two twitches? One of the best rolls I ever had." Billy's eyes bob up from his plate. He opens his mouth but can't say a thing. McMurphy turns to Harding. "We'd never have brought it off, neither, picking them up on the spur of the moment that way, except that they'd heard tell of Billy Bibbit. Billy Club Bibbit, he was known as in them days. Those girls are about to take off when one of them looked at him and says, 'Are you the renowned Billy Club Bibbit of the famous 14 inches?' And Billy ducked his head and blushed, like he's doing now, and we were a shoe-in. And I remember when we got them up to the hotel, there was this woman's voice from over near Billy's bed, says, 'Mr. Bibbit, I'm disappointed in you. I heard that you had for goodness sakes.' And whoops and slaps his leg and gooses Billy with his thumb till I think Billy will fall in a dead faint from blushing and grinning. McMurphy says that as a matter of fact, a couple of sweet twitches like those two is the only thing this hospital does lack. The bed they give a man here, finest he's ever slept in, and what a fine table they do spread. He can't figure why everybody's so glum about being locked up here. 'Look at me now,' he tells the guys and lifts a glass to the light. 'Getting my first glass of orange juice in 6 months. Hoo-wee, that's good. I ask you, what did I get for breakfast at that work farm? What was I served? Well, I can describe what it looked like, but I sure couldn't hang a name on it. Morning, noon, and night it was burnt black and had potatoes in it and looked like roofing glue. I know one thing, it wasn't orange juice. Look at me now, bacon, toast, butter, eggs, coffee, the little honey in the kitchen even asks me if I like it black or white, thank you, and a great big cold glass of orange juice. Why, you couldn't pay me to leave this place.' He gets seconds on everything and makes a date with the girl pours coffee in the kitchen for when he gets discharged. And he compliments the Negro cook on sunny-siding the best eggs he ever ate. There's bananas for the cornflakes, and he gets a handful, tells the black boy that he'll filch him one because he looks so starved, and the black boy shifts his eyes to look down the hall to where the nurse is sitting in her glass case and says it ain't allowed for the help to eat with the patients. Against ward policy? That's right. Tough luck. And peels three bananas right under the black boy's nose and eats one after the other. Tells the boy that any time you want one snuck out of the mess hall for you, Sam, you just give the word.